From Luke and the Psalms, we continue as John baptizes. So bear fruit worthy of repentance. Share what you have. John, the prophet of the Most High, born of the elderly couple Zechariah and Elizabeth, both nearly 100 years old, a priest, Zechariah, attending to the duties of the temple, as an angel of the Lord tells him, Elizabeth, your wife, will have a child. Zechariah questions Gabriel the angel, and Gabriel says, because you do not believe me, you will not be able to speak until this comes to be in its own time. Zechariah found out the hard way what it means to not listen when he is spoken to. That would be my luck. I hear directly from the angel, and I cannot speak a word. We are judged by our actions, not by who we are. Final judgment will not be determined on the basis of religious, culture, or ethnic identity, but rather on the conduct of one's life, by the conduct in which we live. John the Baptizer said to the Israelites, "Do not claim you have Abraham as your ancestor, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Who you are and what practices you follow are nothing. It is how you live that John is claiming for repentance. What does John tell them to do instead of coming to the water? Give away your second coat. Share your food." We have read how the Holy Spirit worked in many places, alive and moving within many people. Luke tells us about the Spirit. Jesus comes to the river to be baptized with water, and we hear Luke say, Jesus also had been baptized and was praying. The heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This, according to Luke, would be where we truly see the difference between John the prophet and Jesus, the salvation of the world. John came to prepare us for this great new life, a life for all people, yes, all people. Those who follow will live, John says. Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Spirit comes down to us and is our helper, but we are the ones sent to our neighbor to love our God and our neighbor. Jesus came and has saved us from our sin, but we will be judged by the way we treat each other. A harsh word behind someone's back or to their face, a lack of respect for authorities and elders, a lack of respect for the children. Instead of being hurtful, be helpful and share the good news of Jesus Christ, because God opens the gate for all. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, with joy and awe, we praise you for claiming us as your sons and daughters and for pouring your Holy Spirit upon us. Help us to prepare this earth for your glory and shine your light on all your faithful children, for the sake of the one whose birth and baptism brought renewal and transformation in this world, Jesus Christ, your open gate. Amen.